Tuberville doubles down on DoD holds, either we're pro-life or we're not. By Jeff Poor on May 20, 2023. For the last several weeks, Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, has successfully held up Defense Department promotions over a new abortion policy implemented by the Biden Department of Defense. Tuberville spoke about it during an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio FM Talk 106.5, insisting he would continue his hold until the Pentagon reversed its policy. "Taxpayers are paying for travel, they're paying for 3 extra weeks off," he said. "I mean, it's atrocious what's going on here. But they've politicized it. I'm standing by my word. I sent them the memo that Secretary Lloyd Austin put out that said we're going to do it this way. Of course, I went right back at them and said if you do it, you're not going to do any promotions as long as you do it that way. They think they're going to get me to change it. That's not going to happen. We're just going to keep on with this and hopefully they'll come to the realization that we've got a few people over here that will fight." The senior Alabama U.S. senator said most Republicans were on his side on the issue. He also suggested the pro-life stance was a definitive moment for his party. "Most Republicans are supporting the hold," Tuberville said. "We've got a few of them that I'm disappointed in. As I said when I stood up in a caucus meeting the other day, I said, either we're pro-life or we're not, okay? To me, that's one of the top policies that we have in the Republican Party, is that we're pro-life. And I can understand there are some exceptions. We've always used exceptions in the military, rape, incest and the health of the mom. We've never had a problem in the military. But they're trying to politicize the military so much, radicalize it. Everything they touch turns to socialism. If we don't stand up in the Republican Party, don't get some backbone, this country is gone as we know it." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.